Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Just meet me at the...
Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, about an hour away from Outside Lands tickets. Just a little heads up. This part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For over 60 years, Fremont Bank has been proud to support Tri-Valley nonprofits and the people who make our community thrive. Explore FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Thank you. Fun. That's teamwork right there.
Sorry, I was actually... down the hall eating oatmeal when I heard 1 minute, and of course instead of collecting I went
yeah.
So as you were waiting for some assistance,
I didn't realize you had a pretty it was very low key.
I was trying to, and yeah. Then I was caught.
It is funny how, like, the last 20 seconds before we go on the air are, like, the only frantic seconds. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to get the oatmeal out of my mouth. And
right.
Get a sip of my coffee in. Clear your throat. Doesn't always work out.
And here comes the trash.
Here it is. A lot of talk about the space flight that happened yesterday.
Doesn't seem to be a lot of support for the girl power.
No. Very, very little support. I was watching this video yesterday of Gayle King. Did this happen yesterday or on Monday? When was this flight? It was Monday, wasn't it?
Monday.
Okay, so we were talking
Monday
about it yesterday.
Monday morning early, yeah.
Because I was going to say, yesterday I was watching like the late night shows and I saw some video footage of Gayle King coming in there. I guess they were all ringing a bell as they got on this thing. Like, I don't know what that's about, but as they pass it... Everybody looks pretty happy. Like, these people are ready to go on their space journey. Gayle King looks like she's going to yak. Like, she looks really, she's sort of like half-heartedly waving. Okay, there's the bell. And I'm
nervous.
Doing this. I think that they say that Oprah put a lot of pressure on her to do this. They're really good friends. And Oprah was like, you have this opportunity. You've got to go do it. And so she forced herself to do it because Oprah said so.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Oprah says goes. She says, you know, Gayle, you don't want to not go on this. You'll have FOMO. But it looked like she was about to have projectile vomito. And she's ringing the bell. But she did fine. It was great. But she got down and kissed the ground the minute she got off that thing. She went, I thought she was getting down to barf. But no.
I wonder, because I don't dislike Katy Perry.
Yeah.
But man, that lady seems to have... She's just the on the outside right now and can't seem to win. Like, she got that last album because of who she worked with as a producer, and then the shows. I don't know if the shows are selling or what. She's a hit machine. Like, if you look it up, she's got a million hits.
She does. There were a lot of people had a lot of different opinions. We're actually going to hear a couple of people's thoughts on this thing. Because why not? I think it's great. Yay. Six women went up into space and it's wonderful. I'm all for space exploration. I would love to get into the giant personal massager that is the Blue Origin rocket. It's hot and everything. And, you know, I'm for it.
Okay.
It was a gratuitous. Sure. They didn't need to go up there. They didn't do any experiments while they were up there. That was purely a space tourism thing.
Yeah. I thought that was a whole point is space tourism.
Right.
That's what that thing's going to do.
And there's not really anything wrong with it. Is it a blatant waste of money? Maybe, but it's not your money. So I don't know. I don't understand why people are so mad. And so maybe, so getting back to Katy Perry, people were pissed because they felt like she turned the whole thing into a promotional thing for herself, which, well, yeah. Like she had a little butterfly thing that had her set list for her upcoming concerts on it. And then she's holding that up to whatever camera's in there and she lets it go like it's a butterfly, flies away because they're weightless and everything.
Oh, that's so cute. Isn't that adorable? Yeah.
So then she holds up a daisy because her daughter's name's Daisy. Like there she is in space and she's thinking about her little girl.
She had her pockets full, did she?
Apparently. She pulled out all these things, you know.
And it looked like she spent most of the time looking at the camera, not out the windows, though.
That's
like,
what people were saying. Yeah. But
oh, really?
That's another, just one of the things. But here's the thing. You're only up there for a few minutes and she's weightless. So now she's trying to get video images of herself weightless, I guess. You do whatever you want.
Well,
you have to look at anything.
That's for concert footage, man.
Sure, there she is.
There you are doing your show, and you put that in the background behind you on any one of your songs that themes out.
Right. Well, she said she's going to write a song about being in space.
There it is. Now the video.
So. I'm a space shot, baby. Up in the air. You know, something like that. Some hit song like that.
You should keep
my AI ready
for me. Keep going with that. Yeah, I mean, you're on to something.
Did you like it? So Wendy's apparently felt the need to weigh in on this. Wendy's, the place with the square burgers. They're the ones, right? Square
burgers? Hamburger place across the street from my old house in
Irvine. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
Wendy's.
Yeah, that's the one. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order?
I heard that every night my entire teenage years.
Yep. Well, it was right there on the other side of the street.
Yes.
Yeah. And your window faced it. Welcome to Wendy's. Can I take your order? Did they make suggestions? Would you like to supersize that?
You have no idea how much I dealt with that. Jason Sisko got a job working at the Wendy's so he could yell into the mic while I was, Hassan!
Yo, Hassan!
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What the? So what did Wendy's have to say about the mission to space?
Wendy's said, I guess, something called Pop Crave. They have a Twitter account. They post a picture of Katy and said that she'd returned from space. And Wendy's commented saying, can we send her back? And then, I mean.
It's just wrong.
Okay, that's just silly. They're having fun.
They want to be in a beef, get it? They want to be in a beef with someone.
They are. Where's the beef?
They are. So if you haven't, you know, every story I'm seeing about this has the whole, like, they're in a beef. Where's the beef? It's, you know, between Wendy's and Katy Perry. So then it doesn't end there. Kesha decides to get a lick in. She posts a picture of herself smiling and drinking from a Wendy's cup. I'd love to show it to you, but for some reason,
our thing isn't working anymore.
Why do you keep breaking everything?
We're not breaking it. We just don't know how to work it.
It was working yesterday.
It was working. It's always working except the day that you really need it. So Kesha looks adorable. She's sort of smiling as she's sucking on the straw, coming out of her Wendy's cup. Yes, Vin, your hand is up.
So is there beef?
It's a Dr. Luke thing. Well, that's what people are thinking.
Oh,
that's
because she worked with Dr. Luke on the new album and
Kesha famously has beef, real beef with Dr. Luke.
Yeah, they were in a major lawsuit.
She did not caption it. So she didn't say anything. She let everyone draw their own conclusions.
But she saw that Wendy's was bad-mouthing Katy Perry and ran out and purchased from them.
It would be a pretty crazy coincidence if it wasn't some kind of commentary on that.
You know,
like, why did she suddenly have to stump for Wendy's? Maybe she just likes soft drinks so much and samples them from every fast food place she can find. So the obvious answer would be the collaboration with Dr. Luke on Katie's latest album. Let's see. They settled out of court in 2023, Kesha and Dr. Luke. On a related note, Gayle King, should we start with the Emily Ratajkowski?
I would start with Emily.
We're going to start with that. So I told you that she had been saying some stuff about she just didn't like the whole idea of this. So she's got a statement on why she opposed it. And then I guess we got a slap back from Gayle King.
But the truth is that having a man who has gained his power and become a part of the 1% purely through exploitation and greed, deciding to take his fiance and a few other famous women to space for space tourism is not progress. Instead, just speaks to the fact that we are absolutely living in an oligarchy where there is a very small group of people who are interested in going to space for the sake of getting a new lease on life, while the rest of the population are worried about paying rent or, you know, having dinner for their kids.
But think about how cheap it'll be to rent something on Mars. I mean, that'll be great for people. We'll need people working there. That's going to create jobs. Come on.
Please send me that video of what's his name to the stars. I forget his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. Greenfield.
Whatever it is. They sent me it. I cannot find it. It's him talking about we can't even control things on Earth. Mm. There won't be a way for us to control the things that we would need to survive on Mars.
Yeah, but there'll be resources and underground living. Who could ask for anything more?
Absolutely is a guy people trust and says, there's a better chance that we'll figure out how to fix what we've done to this planet.
So you're telling me there's no chance
to go to Mars? Yes, that's what he's saying. There's no Mars. No.
Yeah. Well, there probably is Mars, but will millions of people live on Mars?
Send me that video again. Whoever sent that, please. It's very short and it's very to the point.
For it.
Can you get
it?
A link off of the text machine?
Yeah, they can text it.
Okay. Someone will text it to you.
Okay.
I know, it's been really bothering you. Okay, so there's Emily Ratajkowski ranting and raving about...
It's not progress.
It's not progress. It's rich people having fun. F those rich people, oligarchs.
Did someone try to sell it as progress?
I don't know. Maybe because it was like an all-woman, as though they were running the show, you know, as though they were like controlling it. Like, all right, ready? I'm going to push the button. We're going to take off. I don't know. It was a mission. I mean, space tourism.
All right. Well, who else?
Okay, so now Gayle King has some words about this.
I say you should go to Blue Origin and see what they're doing. I was one of those people in the beginning, too. Space, why are we spending money on space when we have so much to do here? Space exploration is not an either or. It's a both and. And because you're doing something in space doesn't mean you're taking anything away from what's happening on Earth. And so once you educate yourself and you see that, and what the team in Blue Origin is doing, what it takes to get that rocket up and get it down safely with the precision, they said the mission was flawless.
Right.
That's number one.
That's what I heard too.
Number two, I really resent that people are calling it a ride. We duplicated the trajectory of Alan Shepard's flight back in the day. No one called that a ride. A ride sounds frivolous. It sounds insignificant. This was a bona fide flight.
And she was sweating it when she, you know, that she was scared. They could have died, you know? They did take a chance.
The old holier-than-thou educate yourself is fun. Yes,
right.
Everybody loves just that. Go to Blue
Read
Origin.
Up on it. Yeah. Read up on it. Although, I suppose if you're going to be in a public fight about it, do read up on it. I don't know.
I'm going to be polite when I call you stupid.
Mm. Read up on it.
Educate yourself.
Right.
Stupid, dummy head.
Dummy heads.
All right.
Anyways, a big beef.
We hear
fun.
You, Gayle.
Yeah, it's good. It's just a good time. I mean, for some people, I don't like it personally. But I'm pretty relaxed these days, so, you know, letting everything wash over me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, creativeenergy.com. Ding, ding, shame. Here's a terrible story. The body cam footage from Gene and Betsy Hackman's house in Santa Fe was released yesterday. I did not look at it. However, as I read through the description, you can look. The dead people and the dead dog are blurred. It's as tragic and heartbreaking. It just sounds awful. But there are people who are going to want to watch this. I'm sure it's on TMZ. Police released the body cam footage from their home. This is Gene Hackman, who died at age 95, and Betsy Hackman, who died at age, like, I don't know, 63 or something. It was something around there. She's 30 years younger than him. And she had hantavirus, and he died days later with dementia and some, maybe like a heart condition. He's 95.
I've thought about this a little bit, okay. and I imagine that she finds herself in a situation, right? He is someone who's world famous,
yeah,
elderly,
yeah,
probably a shadow of who he once was.
Mm-hmm.
And meanwhile, they probably needed to move and get that place, you know.
Well, it sounds like it was a disaster.
Yeah.
You're saying there's 8 outbuildings and they were overrun with rodents, yeah, and droppings and nests.
I don't doubt that she was caught in a situation where she was like, what am I supposed to do? He needs to be here, and yet this place needs serious cleaning. And right, unfortunately, she got sick probably before he could pass away or she could do anything about it.
Yeah.
That always plays a role in someone who's famous is what am I going to do with this guy? He's world famous and he doesn't know who he is.
Right.
Whatever state he was
in. Honestly, there's very little mention. I think he's got a couple kids.
Yeah, the kids, remember, they didn't even claim the bodies.
Right. That's, yeah, I'm saying there's like really no mention of that. So like, it wasn't like she had a support system that she could turn to. I mean, they were married for like 30 years. Yeah. This wasn't like she just took on some old guy, right? I mean, he was probably in his 60s and she was in her 30s.
No, there's pictures of them on red carpets and she was much younger and he was younger too. He looked great. He looked like the guy from the movies, not the guy from
the police body cam photos. Right. So when they find it, they've got their body cams on. They go into the home. They find the bodies. The bodies are blurred out in the clip, but it's pretty unsettling and really sad. You see one of the dogs lying near Betsy's body, apparently guarding it. Not guarding, really. More like, I don't know, trying to take comfort from it or something, because the dog isn't aggressive. It doesn't growl. It doesn't seem to mind the police getting near it or the body.
Well, they've been waiting probably for help for a while, the dogs were.
Yes.
And food, probably.
Well, what did we hear? I can't remember all the numbers now, but I mean, she died several days before him, and then it was another like week before the bodies were found.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, poor dogs.
Mm-hmm.
The poor everybody. You're right. Like, why was there no, they looked at her Google history. There's her computer. They look at the Google history, and it was all like mystery, putting in symptoms, mystery illness, stuff like that. So she was trying to find out what was wrong with her. And I think the last time she was seen was, it was like 10 days before the bodies were found. And she was like in a Walgreens trying to like picking up a prescription or trying to figure out what the heck was going on with her. She'd called some kind of medical concierge thing, which is that like that medical one?
One medical.
Where you have a hub and then they find you.
Yeah, like people. If you want to talk to somebody immediately, you can find somebody to talk to Zoom.
So maybe that's it. But then it's not like anybody followed up with her. She called. She said, I have these symptoms. I need to see somebody. And then when they called her, I think they called her back a couple times. But then when she didn't answer, it's not on them to send help. Right? I don't know. Anyway, so there's body cam footage. If you want to watch it, go for it. The house is clearly in disarray. The video shows the crate that one of the dogs died in. That is also blurred. And we'd already heard that there's some level of rat infestation on a bunch of outbuildings yesterday.
They had the means, though, to just go to, like, I know
call
it's
ATCO,
easy to say, but you call someone and then you just have to get him someplace safe. I don't know, not an Airbnb, I guess. That's probably a little public, but someplace safe that you can get him.
Well, first step would maybe be, let's get this guy to the hospital, because I'm not going to be able to care for him. There's something wrong with me. You know, John always talks about, I want to say it's in like Denmark or Holland or something, that where they have a town that's set up for people with dementia and Alzheimer's. Like, it's a town. There are borders to it, but you can wander freely, and all the people who don't have dementia are nurses and healthcare workers.
Well, that seems like a...
Right? You could go visit your old people there, but you got to go find them. It's pretty big.
Is that made up?
No.
It's real.
Well, John talks about it all the time. So either he has dementia and wishes that this was a thing, or because he's always like, I want to go there. I'm only half listening. Like, I don't know exactly where it is. Remember I said, like, it's like maybe Denmark, maybe Holland.
Hold on, I'm looking it up for you.
Yeah, see if you can find it. It's like,
it's in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay. And so that's Holland,
right?
There's
several dementia villages.
Dementia villages. Where the what's your people? The people are still fully bodily okay. They just don't know who they are or where they are, and they want to get on the bus. So then there's a bus they can get on, and it circles around in the village. There's these little villages, like it sounds.
There's one in San Diego actually called Town Square.
John,
we could just go to San Diego.
That's a great place to
bring
go.
Me down there. Yeah. So is it the same deal though? You just get to wander around. I mean, I think you know. They don't let anybody be violent, one would hope. And there's like doctors and nurses there, healthcare workers.
I don't
workers.
Have a lot on it, but they call it reminiscence therapy day center for individuals with dementia. So I think this one, the one in San Diego, is more of a day
oh,
center.
You just drop dad off and then take him out home at night. Yeah. It's a lot. It, like caregiving at that level is a lot.
And it looked like though, in the pictures of the house, like, there was not much going, like nobody was taking care of anything. It was like just beyond messy.
Right. Well,
like,
he wasn't going to take. He was 95 years old and she's in her 60s. I don't know. She seemed like she was knew how to use a phone and drive a car to the Walgreens.
What's sad is fame is this weird thing that people take on when they take on an acting role or whatever. And it's not fake. Like that guy walks through an airport and people are like, that's the,
oh my God, take a picture. Can I take a picture?
And through the years, I'm sure they're conditioned to try and stay private because they realize there's a can of worms outside the front door. And yet at some point, I think you have to say, who cares about, we've got to just drop the whole fame thing now and use our money to clean the, like, that's one of the things. Who can they get to come clean their house that isn't going to go, I'm cleaning Gene Hackman's house?
Let me get some pictures here.
You know what I mean?
Boy, like, this place is a disaster.
I think that's what you've got to do, though. You have to just get over it and find someone who's willing to come in and help you.
Yep. The Hackmans were laid to rest yesterday in a small private ceremony in Santa Fe. Mm. If you want it, it's out there. You can see the it's all blurred out. I don't know. Some people want to see that stuff.
You know what? I'd love to judge you, but you know what I watched one time? It's called Faces of Death, and there I am.
You watched that?
I watched all the different videos.
That was such
videos.
A thing when we were
I was
like,
a little boy, so I was like...
80s?
Yeah, I was in the 80s. There were these videos, and there were truly videos of people of
and animals.
It's awful.
Things dying.
It was awful.
And, it was
and
awful.
You watched it too?
Of course. It was around, yeah.
Yeah, I pushed play on that. Like, what am I doing? But I
you watch a couple and you go, oh, why would I ever?
My mom let me, which is the weird.
Well, welcome to the 80s.
Yeah.
But kids, you should go look at Faces of Meth.
No. Oh, okay, right.
Because, don't look at it. Man, those are separated by 6 months and that'll scare you off.
Never look at Faces of Death, though.
Right, but only Faces of Meth.
And never look at Two Girls in One Cup.
Ever.
Ever.
We should never even say that string of words together because now all the kids are going, what?
Don't.
Don't do it.
Don't.
I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vincent? I know. It's always surprising.
No! There's a shortage of cousins in the world and more after these.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talk about on today's show.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Yes.
I drive the Mach-E from Frontier Ford because I'm smart.
Yeah, you are.
That's what it says right here.
Does somebody wrote that down for you.
Uh-huh.
And they and there's an exclamation point
right
at the end of it.
I'm smart.
You are.
I'm smart.
And now you can, too.
Oh.
Wait, what?
You can drive it, too.
Oh,
that
right.
Must
with
be it, yes.
Ford's employee pricing for all. Listen, the people at Frontier Ford are great. Mm. I had a great experience. And the Mach-E, the car I'm driving right now, it fits my surfboards. It fits my kids. I won't let the dog in there, but the dog could go in.
Yes.
Plenty of
That's
room.
That's not your thing, though.
And the range on this is an electric car. The range, I go from Santa Cruz to San Francisco and back. No problem.
Right. And that's
plenty
a long drive.
Of range. It's, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so go to Frontier Ford. They've got employee pricing for all.
Sweet.
You pay what the employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. Frontier Ford. Thank you.
I love your car. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What does your daughter call it? Gallops?
Gallops.
Oh, and when he opens up the door to his car, actually, does the door have to be open? It shines the Mustang logo down onto the ground.
Yeah.
It's so future.
It's really
neat. It's a really cool car.
I love it.
Yeah.
All the way love it.
You're in love with it.
Yep.
Oops.
Okay. Morning clouds, partial clearing later. And this just in.
Oh.
Breaking news. Warriors! Warriors! Oh my God! I did it! Yeah! Warriors win! Warriors win!
God, you're a one-man party.
121-116. Happy vacation, Memphis. Mm. Warriors move
Warriors.
On.
Warriors. Da 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 da.
Go Warriors. By the way, I know your husband's way into this, so I've got one sentence for you. The NFL draft is not tomorrow, next Thursday, the 24th.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Oh, I'm ready. Luckily, now we used to have to really tune in the whole weekend long, but now you don't have to do that anymore. You can tape things, stream things, you know.
Oh.
The olden days, it was like a whole thing.
Oh.
He doesn't want to watch it live?
He watches the first round live. Okay. Watch that. But then, you know, then he just goes through and gets to the Patriots picks.
I'm actually waiting for the headline to be, because there's a guy who does these draft things. He's always done them. In fact, John used to get his newsletter. His name's Mel Kiper. Right. And this is a guy who's been all draft, all NFL draft, all the time. Forever.
Yeah.
That's his thing. And when the draft is on, and I don't even watch it, I admit, I don't have the stomach or the time to listen to these guys go, oh, the body on this guy. You cannot believe.
This guy's quite a specimen.
Oh, he is.
His stats are, he stacks up against any of these other gentlemen.
If only.
Right.
If only
the hands
what?
On this guy. Wow. I mean, the way his legs piston.
Runs a 40 and 4.2.
I'm slathering over here.
Yeah, all that's going on. And Mel Kiper's over there going, this is so important to me that not only do I not drink water, but I make sure I don't go to the bathroom the whole time. I go 4 days without going to the bathroom. I don't eat. I don't drink. And I'm waiting for the headline to be Mel Kiper keels over at draft.
Mel Kiper is struck by wind and just
what
blows away.
What is wrong with you, you weirdo? You don't
it's
have
so silly.
To be that over the top about it.
Good. Turns out I do. I've got a newsletter that comes out once a year. I need everyone to buy it. I'm serious about this stuff. It's 5 pages, and then there's little addendums that come throughout the season.
Ooh, geez, I'm spitting. One day he's going to go to the bathroom at the event and realize nobody cared. I went
Did
to the
you
bathroom.
Guys not notice that I was gone? I was gone for a full 36 seconds.
Dude.
How did you guys, how is everyone still here? How is the world still turning?
Nobody cares,
I'm Mel Kiper, you guys. I have deep, deep insights into each one of these perfect specimens of humanity.
Have some water. Use
Can't
the restroom.
Can't do it. Not having it. Won't happen. What a job to do. Jeez.
Today is National Librarian Day, so, and that's not Sexy librarian, oh. You pigs.
Oh, that's too bad.
Just librarian. Yes, they might be sexy, but...
They also might be mean. Kind of bitchy. Sick of telling kids to shh.
Well, that's the gig. That's the gig.
I thought it was just filing books and knowing how to work the Dewey Decimal System.
Well, then you should have asked a couple questions before, you know...
I'm not allowed to talk. I was told not to talk.
I mean, really?
Nah.
Yeah, kids are a pain in the ass everywhere all the time. And if you want to send them to a quiet place...
Put them in the dungeon, not the library. Hello.
Nicely done.
Thank you. Every time I think about like school libraries, I think about that girl who was maybe like a sophomore at some college and she took video of herself getting herself at the school library.
This is at the Oregon State Beavers Library.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Beavers.
Mm-hmm. The Beavers, yes. I don't even know if she was still going to school there. Like, there's some controversy.
It was a thing she was going to send to her boyfriend or something. And it got, like, released.
It got released. She became a porn star.
Well, she knew what she was doing.
That's what she does for a living to this. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
If she's moved on from that. But that lady who was in the Oregon State Beavers Library doing stuff on video for her boyfriend or whatever, and it went.
Yeah, the librarians were appalled.
She went into porn.
Yeah.
Porn said.
Her parents are so proud.
You seem pretty good at that.
Yeah.
You should.
Porn said, hey, we'll pay you to do that on this camera over here.
Right.
With all this lighting. And this dude. Who could resist? Oh, a porn star. That's the life. Seems great.
Remember the great toilet paper shortage of 2020?
I do, and I want to say thank you to the listener who dropped off a 6-pack of toilet paper to me when I was on the air whining about it. We were about to run out, and they saved me with 6 rolls of toilet paper. I don't even know their name. Just like texted the next day. That was us.
You're a Bay Area treasure, and
I'm
can't
a treasure.
Have you.
I need to be clean and dry. Thank you.
Using paper towels back there.
Right.
It's just not right.
Well, you're not supposed to flush those anyway.
Right.
Not good for the plumbing. Maddie.
The New York Post is saying there's now a new shortage in town.
Oh.
There's
what we
a
got
shortage
now?
Of cousins.
I feel like we're all cousins.
What?
I feel like we're all cousins.
What are you talking about, Willis?
How is there a shortage of cousins? There's like almost, there's nobody who isn't descended from somebody who has a second or third or tenth cousin. Like we're all cousins. We're all related. There's no shortage of cousins. I don't understand this cousin thing.
Very new age of you.
Cousins is not a brand. It's the kids you were forced to hang out with growing up.
They are, but listen, there are no, the 7 of us were a force to be reckoned with. And you did not want us ding-dong-ditching you. You were in trouble. God, I love my cousins so much.
That's good. I know that this is, when I saw this story, I thought of you and went, you're one of the people. This is my experience. I do believe it's more of an East Coast thing. It's probably not, but it's because.
I think it's a proximity thing.
My parents got married and moved from New York to California. And then we've been the California family for all the rest of my childhood.
Like every family has the California kids. Mm-hmm. The one uncle and aunt who moved and you guys were those people.
Right. So. I didn't grow up around cousins. I didn't grow up looking forward to seeing them. Mm. When we saw them, we were forced to hang out.
Oh.
It was exactly what's in that note. Like I would go, oh God.
Yeah. The boys love the cousins. My boys who also did not grow up with their cousins, they have a bunch of girl cousins on John's side that were all older and just doted on those boys like there was no tomorrow. And they love them. They see them. They have so much fun.
But they
hang out more with like my cousin Tucker's kids than they do with their own actual cousins.
They're, oh, really?
I guess they're second cousins because me and Tucker are first cousins.
Well, you guys make a point to see each other, so they see. I get it.
Yes, so they know they grew up knowing
each other.
I
just always felt like it was forced, and it was that like it's the same thing I used to say about the girlfriend with the bag drop. Like the cousins come, they stay for 2 weeks. They're in all your stuff. Mm. Every time you turn around, you're like, oh God, I gotta go take them where. And then, you know, they come to the pool with you and all your friends are like, who's that guy?
It's my cousin. Hey, cuz. And did then you have cousins who were like the same age as you, like close in age?
Not really.
That's kind of key too.
Not really.
Yeah. If you have to drag along younger cousins,
I liked them fine, but it was just that same thing where they'd show up. They'd spend 2 weeks here. We'd have to take them to Disneyland. We'd have to go to the beach. We'd mm-hmm. have to.
Your tour guides.
My schedule would be like, guys, I got friends.
Yeah. I want to get on that bus and go to that ocean.
I got people and I got stuff and I don't, but it was.
I was the cousin that got forced on people.
Oh,
and I got told that as an adult, like later on, because I was
like
a stepkid, and that's exactly what my cousin's like. You know, Grandma made us hang out with you, made us take you places. Yeah, none of us wanted to hang out with you.
Well, they put on a good show because you didn't know.
Oh no, we're great now, but okay.
They don't see each other very
well.
Often,
yeah, I don't see them very.
What about Bob? You got a bunch of cousins?
No, I don't have a very big family, mm-hmm. but I do remember my mom's sister. She has two kids. They're a decent amount younger than me and my brother. Oh. But one year we did all go to Disneyland together. We stayed in like joining motel rooms. It was so fun.
Oh, you loved it.
So are you close with them now that you guys are all grown up or
not super really. Close? Mm. We stay in touch.
Yeah. I definitely feel like I wish that my kids had cousins the way I had cousins. Like my cousins, there's nothing like your family. You can, you know, they might as well be brothers and sisters.
My fiance, Susan, his mom is a twin.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And their kids alternate in ages. So right now they're like 27, like his aunt has a 27-year-old, then a 28-year-old on his side, 29, 30.
Oh, so they're all super close.
So they're all close. Like very close in age and grew up together. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that's cool. The cousin pack is cool. And as we got older, like one of us got a license and we're all in the car and, you know, cruising the strip down in Hyannis. It's funny.
In Hyannis.
Yeah. All you know, right. very racy. A lot of like snooty Cape Cod people down there. Mm.
The idea behind the cousin shortage is that millennial parents are not having as many kids as that were around when they were growing up.
A lot of single kids.
Declining birth rates are the problem with the cousin shortage.
Yeah.
The idea has gone viral now as people talk about it. There's just not a lot of people with a lot of cousins. And we are all spread out.
Yeah, that is true. It's become so much easier to just move really anywhere. It's not like you're leaving everyone behind. They're on your phone anytime you want.
And sometimes it's not even about how it's easy to move. It's we can't afford to live here.
Right.
We got to move.
We're moving. Or the job is here.
Right.
It's just right. People go where they need to go. Support the fam.
So maybe we need to have a few more kids in this world.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably not, but you know.
I know this one family with five kids, and it's just, it really does stick out like a sore thumb. Even people with three kids, you're like, wow, three kids, that's a lot. But the five kids, I'm like, that used to, when I was growing up, there were plenty of families around that had five kids or even more in some cases. Like, it does seem like that's super unusual now.
Yeah, I took a lady out that had eight brothers and sisters.
Oh, boy.
And as she was telling me the story, she was like, no, my mom had to get help from us. And then we would each get like a day or part of a day just with mom.
Aww.
So that they could, well.
Otherwise, she'd never know her children. Now, which one are you? I don't know you. You're the one who takes care of that other one whose
you
name
say,
I don't know.
Oh, but it's sad that it really is sad. Like, it's not that heartwarming that one of the kids is like, I haven't seen mom in 5 days.
Right. I saw her down the hall. I caught a glimpse of her. She left dad's room. I assume that's dad's room. Could be my older brother's room. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in this house.
What's your name? Hey, you.
Yo, bub.
How about a fast fact?
Oh, you know I love fast facts, Vinny. Don't tease me. Give it to me. Fast facts.
Nice mix. I like it.
Yeah, that was good.
This is a remix.
The most commonly found items in lost luggage include underwear, women's size 10 pants.
Oh, is that the most common size?
Men's size 11 sneakers.
Oh.
And iPhones.
And these are all in lost luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, underwear makes sense. I did pack some underwear on my trip. Funny that size 10 is the size, though. Size
Why?
10 for a long, I don't know. Just like such an average size person. Like okay. Size 8, you're pretty skinny.
Okay.
And then, you know, then there's this freaking size 0 bitches. You know who you are. And the double zeros, up yours.
Why are you so hostile?
I never got to be one of those girls. That's
oh,
jealousy.
You were it's zero. No, one
oh
point.
No, there is. I was never even a six.
What about all those cocaine days?
Yeah, you were skinny back then.
Come
I mean,
on.
You're skinny now, but you know.
Dude, I'm a size 14 now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I
but
guarantee
you were on
you
all
that these
cocaine
jeans that
and
are
cigarettes.
Tight.
I mean, come on.
No, I'm not. Just you know, I'm big bones. Big bone girl. I'm tall. You know.
I don't.
You're right, because I'm not that tall. Taller than you, though.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Oh, my.
Got a
here
solid
we go.
Inch
I'm not you. Even going to. You know what? Everyone, let her have that.
Bob, what do you
so
think?
We can move
stand back to back.
Bluetooth
I'll do it.
Is named after a 10th century Scandinavian king,
oh.
Harold Bluetooth.
No, yeah. Really?
United,
that doesn't sound like a thing you want.
Let me finish. He united Danish tribes into one kingdom. When Bluetooth technology was invented, they picked the name because it unified the way machines communicated. Harold Bluetooth.
Wow.
What year was this again?
The 10th century Scandinavian king, Harold Bluetooth.
Mm. Weren't the Scandinavians the rape and pillagers?
Oh,
like the
geez.
Vikings and
come
stuff?
Come on. What
weren't
is
they?
Don't
I mean, I don't
want
to have Bluetooth. It sounds like he sounds like a bad guy. Like, we've taken over this village. Line your ladies up over there. Put your stuff over there.
Line your ladies up?
Yeah, rape and pillage. You ever heard the expression? Yes, that's what the Vikings did. They raped and pillaged.
I thought that all was the pirates.
I'm sure they did their fair share of that, too.
Oh, man.
No, Valhalla, I am coming. Home. Valhalla? No? Odin?
I know it from the Led Zeppelin song. That's all I know. What other part of that should I be?
It's all the Viking stuff. I just feel like, you know, you hear about the, you said he was a Scandinavian guy? It feels like he was a bad guy. Bluetooth. But what do I know? I'm just a little lady over here. History. So kind to women.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. 925, I'm 65. My grandparents had 16 kids.
Oh, my God.
So I have 100 cousins.
Do you actually have 100? Is that the exact
That's
amount?
That's what they wrote.
That's incredible. That's a lot of cousins.
I'm a parent of 5 children. My parents were boomers who encouraged me to have more. I'm 58. My 3 oldest have informed me they will not be providing grandchildren.
Oh. And then the 2 youngest say that they will be providing.
Well,
some?
That's a good thing you had some extras. Yeah. You're going to have to start priming that pump with money, probably.
I'll pay you to have grandchildren. I'm worried about it. I would like to have some grandchildren someday. I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, I absolutely. But we were just talking about it. Like, I, you know, tend towards selfish. And then I often have to, you know, berate myself and, you know, talk to myself and go, okay, that's, you know, you have a partner in this relationship and you should consider her needs. And then I thought about my mom and I was like, yeah, we should have a kid.
Or 2.
And it ended up being 2. But that's just.
And one of your brothers has 2 kids too, right?
Nope.
Nick only has 1?
Nick has 1.
And they're all girls.
Peyton is a girl, yes.
That's cute.
All girls.
Do your kids have cousins?
Yes. Well.
Oh, well, obviously
yeah,
they have
do,
your brother's
because
daughter.
There's a stepsister. Christina
has
a stepsister,
right.
And there's 3 kids.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all close in age?
They are. They're close-ish. They used to be around us, and now they've moved, like many families, we just talked about it, who've had to move.
Yeah.
They now live up in Sacramento area because there's new homes and the prices
right.
are
reasonable. Comparatively.
Comparatively would be the way that.
Still in California.
Yes. So they're up there now. Mm. And we haven't seen them since.
Oh. You haven't gone out there for like a housewarming or something?
I don't.
You wouldn't do that? Let me see.
I don't work the plans in, right. in my life anymore.
Let me call Christina and make a suggestion.
Okay.
I'm sure you'd love to drive to Sacramento, right?
Well.
That
yeah.
sounds like a yes to me.
I mean, if you're going to bring it up on air, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Tricky like that. What other texts are out there?
On the text 65S says, I'm a millennial mom of 3. My husband has 2 siblings. So we.
Oh.
So between the 3 couples, there are 8 grandchildren all under the age of 5.
Oh, that's great.
We all live in the Bay Area and are so close. It's so fun to watch these little kids grow up together and have the best time.
Because it does feel
cousins
like a sibling
are amazing.
Thing. They are amazing.
Yeah, and that's what you grew up with it. And I didn't.
Yeah.
And it was that part where you could be looking forward to your summer, like, you know, when summer's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's my kids are already like, they're on spring break, but they're all, I really like summer break way more. Well,
because
right.
I hang out with my cousins all summer long.
No, they just want 3 months off instead of 1 week. The point is, doesn't matter. Never mind.
All the points, none of the points.
Line your ladies up. No, Sarah, you're thinking of Weezer's wife.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let me see who I'm choosing this evening.
That story took my head clean off.
Oh, my God. She's a concubine. She was in a harem, for God's sake. Weezer's wife. And not Weezer. Weezer's bassist wife.
Well, that's what happens, doesn't it?
Old man Weezer had a wife.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I'm sure something. Hold on. I got it. Oh, it's Outside Lands tickets. And it's time to play a game.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.